cabinet confirmed and them also in the Senate to work on impeachment. President-elect Joe Biden talks legislation in a primetime address.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday, with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes $1,400 direct payments for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden said he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services the communities depend upon.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Now it's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on the new WGSO.com. Have you got to go to the website yet, Mike?
Yes, I have. I haven't looked at it today, but last time I looked at it, our faces were up front and center on it. And here we go. Oh, it hadn't popped up. Oh, there we go. Still says upcoming, but there we are. I'm looking at us right now.
I know.
Upcoming, something to say.
And it looks good, despite us being on there.
Yes, yes, it does.
So if you haven't went over and checked it out, make sure you do so. Lots of cool stuff on there, and there'll be lots of more content being added to it as we go along. And so I know you've been busy with work and being in Lake Charles a couple times this week, but have you had any opportunities to watch the national sports news?
I got a chance to watch literally about 6 or 8 minutes this morning while I was getting ready. And other than that, no, I've gotten what I've been able to find scrolling through my phone for a minute or two here and there. So I may have missed what you're talking about.
Not really, because if you've watched at any at any point, you should know that the Saints probably shouldn't even show up on Sunday.
Well, okay, you're right. I most definitely know that. I have been told that literally every time that I've even picked up my phone. I don't even have to turn it on. And somebody was telling me that the Saints, there's no way the Saints will ever win.
Yeah. I watched the Good Morning Football this morning on NFL Network, and they were probably the most fair, and they split between the four people on there. Two said we'd win. Two said we'd lose. But, you know, here's the deal. The way that I look at it is I heard this two other times this year also. I heard it the first week of the season whenever we opened up with them in the Dome, how, you know, they were just going to take care of business, no problems. And to be honest with you, we beat them then, and we weren't nearly as good defensively as what we are right now. And, you know, it's I tried to stay away from as much of the talk on television as I could this week just because it's just going to piss me off. But today I had to check it out. My curiosity got the best of me. And you know, the line hasn't changed. We're still 3-point favorites, which I think is whatever. I think we could have been given 4 or 5, because the only reason why you get 3, I believe, it's either 2 or 3 you get automatically for being a home team, unless it's going to go the other way. But it was exactly what I thought it would be this week. That's why I stayed away from it the last time that Tampa and the Saints played. But, you know, you still got to play the game. And it's just like us. You know, we say a lot of things. That doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. You have never said anything more true than that in your life.
Well, it makes me think of something my friend told his wife one time, and that was, you can keep saying it, but that doesn't make it true. So that's kind of the feeling that I have about this game. You know, they can keep talking about Brady and now he's not going to lose 3 times and he's this and he's going to put Drew out to pasture and all that. But, you know, you can keep saying it, but it doesn't mean it's true. And you still got to play the game. And we're going to see really where it really comes down to the biggest difference. It's not going to be it's not Tom Brady and it's not Drew Brees that's going to make the difference. Who's going to make the difference is Sean Payton or Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
And now, and Brady said it himself yesterday, that the chemistry it's so important because it overcomes so much with the chemistry and the familiarity that Brees and Peyton have for all these years. There's not any going to be a situation that comes up that they're not familiar with or they haven't seen, and they don't know what the other one's thinking and how they should attack it. And to Brady's credit, that, you know, he brought that up yesterday. Him and Arians it's back and forth if they're on the same page. Yep, if they lose, they're not on the same page.
They spent the first half of the season not at each other's throats, but kind of, sort of, in a way, that they were not on the same page for the first half of the season. Both of them, more Arians than Brady, I have to say, but they were not on the same page during games or afterwards in press conferences at all, because it was constantly, oh, well, he did this. It wasn't me. It was he. And there was a lot going on there, and they seem to have gotten better as the season has progressed to a certain degree. But to your point, it's nowhere near what Peyton, it's nowhere near what Peyton and Brees were 15 years ago, let alone what they are now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, there's a couple big keys to it. If Alvin Kamara can have a big day, it's going to be awful tough to beat the Saints, regardless. Yeah. Because, you know, and there's something else I was thinking about too. Think about the trouble they had with the Chiefs and how the game with the Saints and the Chiefs went. I mean, we really could have won that game easily.
Yeah.
Not easily, I shouldn't say that, but we could have won that game, and we were playing with Drew Brees that was fresh off the IR and no Michael Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hell of a lot better of a showing against them than what the Bucs did. And, you know, Brady's looked good since week 14, but it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter, because any given Sunday you can get beat. And, you know, I like the idea. Truthfully, I like the idea of nobody picking us to win. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. That lights that fire.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes the team feel like that they're playing with house money, because nobody thinks that they can, they should be there, even though they've been one of the best teams in football all season long.
Yeah,
it just all goes back to the ghost of Tom Brady, and I'm sorry, you know, and if he goes out and beats us, then you tip your cap to him, and that's that. But he's not the same Tom Brady that he was a couple of years ago. You know, he doesn't have Belichick over there. He doesn't have that same personnel, and their defense is good. Their defense is not Patriots' good defense.
No, not at all.
let's get real.
And going back to what you had said earlier about being able to beat a team three times in a row, well, looking at the statistics, 67% of the times that a team has played another team a third time in a row, they've won that third game.
Yeah.
And who was the last team to do it? The Saints against the Panthers in, I don't remember when it was, 2017 maybe?
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah, and so it's not like it feels like it's impossible to do because, there's no way, you know, you're thinking statistically, there's no way you could win a third time.
Right.
But literally two-thirds of the time, you beat them a third time. Mm-hmm. The reason is that you know something about that team that other teams don't know. You have them figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that we have them figured out. I'm not saying that Brady's not going to turn into Brady. But statistically speaking, it's looking like we're going to do it.
Yeah. You know, and here's the other part of it, too. You know, Brady hasn't been beaten three times ever. Well, Brady hadn't been beaten as bad as he was the last time that he played the Saints either. And on top of it, nobody's beaten Tom Brady more than Drew Brees. So that stuff, it just all goes out the window. And really what I think it's going to boil down to, it's going to boil down to the number one thing that every game boils down to is who wants it more. But the second of that is whose coach is going to be better, whose game plan is going to be better, and who executes that game plan. And to me, I feel a lot more confident in Sean Payton and Drew Brees to execute their game plan than Tom Brady and Bruce Arians.
Yep, I'm 100% with you on that.
All right, well, let's take a break on that note. We'll come back and we'll talk about the rest of the divisional playoff round, and then we'll do some picks. And we have Wisco Tango Foxtrot for you, too. So stick around. Like a drug, I will spot you. I'll be the one, be the moon, be the sun, be the rain in your song. Don't put that record on if you want to. I'll be the one, be the tongue that will swallow you. Shame, 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 shame.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
The Mayha is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayha offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayha is excited to present Mayha Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Alex Jones.
I have believed from the very beginning these are real grassroots uprisings all over the Middle East, North Africa. But when the globalists came out and bragged that they were behind El Baradei and others and are trying to take credit for it, clearly they knew that these rebellions were coming, so they triggered it to make sure their people got in. So I think everybody who's been looking at this from different perspectives has been right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
Weekdays at 1 on WGSO.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegian Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We were talking about the Saints and the Bucks before the break, talking about what to look for in that. So now let's talk about the rest of the NFL. And all right, let's start with Green Bay. And I just also, before we talk about them, I just heard some news earlier. I guess it was maybe it was during the weather that that might change some outlooks for this game. I think they're expecting some really bad weather up there, maybe even blizzard-like conditions.
Well, they have that in Los Angeles, don't they?
Yeah, sure. Well, it might be snowing, but it ain't that kind of snow. So I'll let you what are you looking for in this game? What do you think the keys to this game are?
I think this is going to be an interesting game. You've got the number one offense versus the number one defense, and that's going to be an interesting matchup. What I'm concerned with as far as the Rams are concerned, and I will start off by saying I really want the Rams to win. I want the Rams to win. I want the Saints to win. So that way the Saints can go into the same game and bury the Rams so far into the ground that nobody even remembers that they're a team. But I don't really see it happening. I don't know that this is more of a discussion for next segment. But the Packers have the number one offense. The Rams have the number one defense. That's going to be very interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that the Rams offense is going to be able to keep up with the Packers defense. That to me is going to be especially with Aaron Donald potentially being out or at least being not 100%.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think that's huge for them. He's going to be playing, but I think he's got a broken rib, if I'm not mistaken. I know it is a rib injury, but if I'm not mistaken, I think he has a broken rib. But you know, how effective can he be? I guess we'll see, because that's going to be important too for them, is to be able to stop Aaron Jones. And you know, have Rodgers throw the ball around, especially if it's bad conditions. Now, granted, they're a little more prepared to play in bad conditions than anybody else, but you're going to have a hell of a matchup with Jalen Ramsey and Davante Adams. And as much as I don't like Jalen Ramsey, he is a hell of a cornerback, and he's a shutdown cornerback for sure. We'll see how that works out in those conditions. But the running game is going to be very important. And, you know, that goes then, if the Rams are able to do it, they're going to have to do it the old way, the old school way of playing great defense and being able to run the ball. Jared Goff's not 100%. And, you know, I was reading a couple things, and the guy that started last week, John Wolford, who I had no idea who that guy was.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything I've been reading is like, oh, well, he's out. Jared Goff's back. I'm like, well, is that really?
Yeah.
That's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – Jared Goff's getting paid the big money.
Been the guy for a while now.
Yeah. So, I've read where They think because of Wolford, his mobility, that that could be a game changer. And I mean, again, you're playing in those conditions, and if there's snow on the ground, I don't know. I just it's going to be tough. As much as I want, it kills me to say, as much as I would like for to see the Rams win just out of selfish reasons, I don't know. I just really can't. This is a hell of a week to make picks, and I'm glad that we're not putting money on anything.
Really,
truthfully, every game could go either way. There is no clear cut.
I agree with you on that. I was thinking that earlier.
There's no clear cut, decisive people. You know, games that this team's totally gonna blow out the other one. Yeah. You know, closest to that is probably the Chiefs and the Browns. Chiefs are favored by 10. And, you know, the only thing I can really say about this game is that the Browns are playing with house money, and let's see how far they can go.
Yeah. Can they build off of last week, off of the last number of weeks, actually, and somehow manage to take on the juggernaut?
Right. And, you know, a game that's also going to, I think, is going to be a close one is going to be Baltimore and Buffalo. And that's another one. I like Buffalo. It just, all of that depends on, you know, are they able to stop Lamar Jackson? If they can stop Lamar Jackson's run, then I think it's a no-brainer that Buffalo could win this game.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. Nobody in the last month and a half has been able to stop Lamar Jackson from running.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's tough.
And a lot of the Bills, a lot of their winning has been their offense. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying their defense is bad, but it's been mainly on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And can the defense stop Lamar Jackson?
Right.
And first off, you have to be able to stop him running. And second, you have to be able to stop him when he does pass.
Right.
And so you don't know what he's going to do. And so are you going to be able to figure out his game? Are you going to be able to figure out the plan that he has?
Right.
That's the issue that I see with that game. That's going to be the thing that I'm going to be watching for.
And, you know, and the other thing with this game, too, is the Bills can put the ball in the air better than anybody, but they can't run the ball. Their best runner is Josh Allen, and he's no Lamar Jackson. He's effective when he does it, but, you know, you still have to be able to, especially if you can get a lead late in the game, you got to start grinding that clock down, and you got to take possessions away from the other team. Without having a serious running back, you're not going to put your quarterback in a position to get hurt at the end of the game that you're winning. It's just, you're just not. That doesn't make any sense. So it really falls on whether or not Devin Singletary can step up, and Zach Moss is out for the rest of the year. So he's going to have to step – or I'm sorry, David Singletary, not Devin. But they're going to have to be able to effectively run the ball and have some balance. And that's the one thing that is a little worrisome about them. And they have – it has Ravens upset written all over it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about it. We'll do our picks coming up after the break. Tony Peppers will be joining us, WGSO's own Tony Peppers. So we're going to hit some news, and we'll be back after that. You set my mind, Lily. There ain't no doubt you're in my heart now. Say, woman, take it slow.
Hi, I'm Pete Genazzaro with Genazzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Genazzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Genazzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with 3 locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit KenazzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
Oh, what?
Bar to Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar to Go can be found at www.thebartogo.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebartogo.com.
Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Matt Doyle. The Saints are preparing to take down the Tom Brady-led Bucs for the third time this year, Sunday at 5:40 p.m. The Saints' defense suffocated Brady in the previous two regular season contests, holding the Bucs to 13 points a game and picking the future Hall of Famer off five times. Brady has a lot of respect for that New Orleans defense.
Great rush, great cover linebackers. They blitz well. A lot of continuity in the secondary, a lot of ball hawks in the secondary. You know, they've been one of the top teams in the league for a long time.
And happy birthday, Drew Brees. The Saints legend turned 42 today and is looking forward to playing against the 43-year-old Brady. He says he expected they'd be facing off in a win-or-go-home game.
When Tom Brady signed with the Bucs and I knew that he was coming to our division, I envisioned this game. You know, so what was that, 9 months ago? 8 months ago, I envisioned this game happening.
Also playing this weekend, the Rams and Packers, Browns and Chiefs, and the Ravens and Bills. And that's sports. For the LouisianaRadioNetwork.com, I'm Matt Doyle.
And they lived happily ever after. The end.
That's how a lot of fairy tales end. But this is the SEC. It's far from a fairy tale. It's Tiger football. It doesn't get any more real. And this is what Tiger Rag magazine lives and breathes. The stories you find nowhere else. Not fairy tales. Not stories spoon-fed by the athletic department. Behind-the-scenes stories. The stories that put you in the know.
Oh, now that's hot.
Get Tiger Rag magazine. Get the stories your friends will be talking about. Subscribe now online at TigerRag.com or call Tiger Rag Magazine at 888-328-4437. Tiger Rag Magazine and TigerRag.com. Stories and insights that put you in the know.
Once upon a time.
No fairy tale stories. Tiger Rag Magazine stories. Call 888-328-4437.
The end.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Atomic batteries to power.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And, of course, streaming live on the new WGSO.com website. All right, it's that time. It's Friday. It's the bottom of the hour. So it's time to make our picks for the weekend. And joining us to do so is our good friend Tony. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well.
Doing good.
And you and I talked a little bit about this earlier, about how tough this week's going to be to make.
Are you colluding against me?
No, we're not. There's no collusions, Ruxin. there's no collusion.
Well, actually, before we start, I have to know, who picked the Browns last week? One of us picked the Browns, right?
Mike did.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
Me.
Yeah, maybe I should be colluding against you. What do you know that we don't?
Right.
I've got some inside knowledge.
You got Baker's phone number.
If it makes you feel better, I am not picking the Browns this week. So,
well, good. All right. Well, let's get started with these picks, and let's see what we got going on here. Let's just start with the first game that'll be at 3:35 tomorrow on Fox. You have the Rams of Los Angeles against the Packers of Green Bay. So, Mike, I'll let you start this one, start it off this week.
All right. And I will say this is one for 100% selfish reasons. I am going to pick the Rams. I do not feel like it's actually going to happen. I feel like the Packers are probably going to win, but I am going for the Rams. Simply because last week when I picked the Browns, that was just me hoping and wishing that it would happen. And so I'm hoping that the magic will continue. And the reason that I said it's selfish is because I want the Saints to be able to play the Rams and be able to beat them. And so going for the Rams for no reason other than I want them to get beat by the Saints.
All right. Let me put you down. I'm going to have to So that's your final answer?
Crap, I hate that you put it that way. Yes, damn it, it has to be that. That's my final answer.
All right,
answer.
I'm going to lock you in.
How did I know that was coming?
All right, so Mike's going with the Rams. Tony, what do you got?
Man, this one's a tough one. So the Rams have one of the most dominant, if not the most dominant defense right now. You're just not really getting by them. I'm really excited to see how Ramsey locks up the Packers, because that being said, Packers have one of the most dominant offenses, if not the most dominant offense. I was looking at the numbers, and surprisingly, the Packers have the Chiefs beat in a lot of categories offensively. It's going to be interesting to see. Conversely, the Rams are really mediocre on the offense, and the Packers are kind of mediocre on the defense. So I think it's going to be like blockbuster on one half, and then kind of lame on the other half. I think it's going to come down a lot to like clock management, but I think Green Bay is going to come through. I just don't think Jared Goff is that reliable. He's not that consistent, and I think Green Bay is going to squeeze by with that.
All right. We'll lock it in. You're locked in. All right. I'm going to have to go. As much as I want to go agree with you, Mike, the conditions, and it's cold, and yeah, you know, with the bad weather coming in up there, and Aaron Donald with a rib injury. If you have healthy Aaron Donald, I think he's that good that he is that big of a game changer in a situation like that. But I think I'm gonna have to go with Green Bay on this, as much as it pains me to say, which also means that if the Saints beat the Bucks, then we're going up there to play in the snow, and I don't want that either. But I'm gonna have to go with Green Bay. Perfect. All right, let's move on to the evening game on Saturday night. Baltimore at Buffalo, and Buffalo is a 2.5-point favorite in this game. So, Mike, what do you what say you on this?
Every single thing that I've read, every single thing I've watched on TV, they're like, oh, the Ravens are going to pull this one off. And I agree, they are very good. They've come on very strong. Pretty much nobody knows how to handle Lamar Jackson. And there are other things going on as well, offensively and defensively. I just, for some reason, I feel like the Bills are going to be able to pull this one off. I feel like the Bills are going to pull this off, and then they're going to lose to the Chiefs. That's kind of been my idea all season. And so even though I may be wrong on that, I admit that I'm probably will be wrong. Could be wrong on it. I've stuck with it for about half the season, so I'm going to have to go with the Bills on this one because of what I've been saying all season, half the season anyway.
All right, the Bills, you say. There you go, you're down. And all right, so Tony, what do you think on this one?
The short answer, all these games tomorrow, I think, can be summed up with anyone can get it. These matchups are great. They're fantastic. But at the end of the day, I think the Bills are going to squeeze by with this game. They're looking really good. Allen is going to want to air it out. He's going to try to get it to Diggs as much as he can, which is really working for them. It's really hard to stop Diggs. They have really great chemistry. But the Ravens, I think, might be able to lock that up, but I just don't think it's going to be enough. The Ravens have just looked really shaky to me all season. I know they're really figuring it out right now, but I think the Bills kind of have it, and I think it's just like you said, they're going to lose next week to the Chiefs, but who knows? I give it to the Bills. Anyone can get it, though.
All right, the Bills it is. Well, and I here's my thing. The Ravens played a great game last week. I didn't really agree with some of the post, towards the end of the game shenanigans, and you know, how many times have you seen a team get so hyped up for a game and play really well, and they're, you know, all those emotions are there, and then next week there's a letdown? And so that's why I think that it's going to be the Bills also. I'm going to go with the Bills in this one. I don't think that Lamar Jackson is going to be enough to lead them over Buffalo this week. So, the Bills it is. That's all three of us picking the Bills over Baltimore. So, now let's head to Sunday. And Mike's favorite team, LSU North. The Cleveland Browns at Kansas City. And Kansas is a 10-point favorite in this game. So, Mike, what are you going with for this?
My initial thought on this, before thinking about who's playing where, et cetera, is, man, the Browns have been on a roll. They have looked amazing. And they have. And as you said a few days ago, last week, whatever it was, man, we thought the Browns were going to be here last year. They just didn't have quite the everything that they needed. They didn't have the coaching, et cetera. But as much as I would like to see them do it, because it's been so long, I don't think they're going to be able to take the Chiefs. I think it's going to be a lot closer game than people think it will be, but I'm going with the Chiefs.
All right. The Chiefs it is. All right, Tony.
So, I've been wrong about the Browns 3 weeks in a row. I pray I'm right this week. I don't think they're going to win this week. I think it's the Chiefs for sure. You know, the Steelers were saying Browns is the Browns. But I got to say, the Steelers is the Steelers. They're good until they're not. Big Ben had a real big aw shucks moment. He showed his age. He looked like a politician with dementia out there. But the thing is the Browns, they had great interceptions, no sacks. No sacks. Look at the numbers. Yeah. No sacks. They couldn't even get to Big Ben. He had plenty of time. Patrick Mahomes is younger. He's sharper. He's more alert. And the rest of their team is great as well. I don't
The Browns had a great season. They should be happy to be where they're at, but they're not going to make it past the Chiefs.
All right. So we're going to lock in the Browns on that. Yeah, here's the thing. Like I was talking about earlier in the show, only wild card in it is the Browns are playing with house money. And that makes anybody dangerous. But you're exactly right, Tony. With no sacks on, well, I don't know if we can call him Grandpa because that's reserved for Drew and Tom. We'll say Uncle. Well, I can't say that either.
Whoa, don't say that. Holy God.
We'll just say Old Big Ben. if you can't get to him, you're definitely not getting to Mahomes, and it's so important to put pressure on him and try to get him to make a bad decision, which he doesn't often do. I just don't see it. I know they have a couple good, they have a decent secondary with Cleveland. I don't think it's enough to stop Tyreek Hill whenever Patrick Mahomes gives him time to get down the field. So I believe it's about to strike midnight, and Cinderella's gonna have to go home, and the carriage is gonna turn back into a pumpkin. So I'm gonna have to say I gotta go with the Chiefs on this one. All right, now this is gonna be a tough one for you guys. The last game, Sunday night, prime time. Grandpa Drew versus Grandpa Tom, as they've been saying. So, Mike, what do you think?
I think, contrary to popular belief and memes that have been going around, this one is not going to be taking place on the History Channel.
Right.
And I feel like, and we discussed this a little while ago, there's a 67% chance of winning. Now that doesn't mean anything, but just based off of all the times that somebody's played, that a team has played another team three times in the season, you have a 67% chance of winning. And yes, Tom Brady has looked a lot more like Tom Brady since week 14. But when you look at the teams that he's played that have a winning record, you look at the teams that made it to the playoffs, they have not looked very good. Now, granted, a lot of those came before Week 14, but they have kind of fallen apart. Well, I almost feel like they overthink the hard games, and I feel like, and as I said, and it's a 3.5 point. According to this 3.5 point favorite, I've been hearing 3 points all week, and I feel like it's gonna be. I feel like the Saints are gonna go over 3.5. I'm gonna give them. Yeah, 5-7. 7 maybe a little much. I'll give them 5. With Saints win by 5, give or take. Let's put it that way.
All right, we'll lock it in. Shockingly, Mike goes with the Saints.
Yeah, who guessed? Who would have ever known?
All right, Tony, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to be a little controversial here, folks. I'm going to say...
Remember what city you're in.
Yeah, so I just, it's going to be the Saints. I mean, we've won twice. I got to be clear. Let's not underestimate Brady in the playoffs. No, not at all. He's a monster for sure. I just got to say, I'm really excited for the storyline for Drew Brees. He's going to face off against Tom Brady for the third time and drink those tears. Then he's going to face off against Aaron Rodgers next week. And then he's going to face off against Patrick Mahomes. It's the GOAT facing off against the GOAT. And it's going to be beautiful. I'm really excited to see him retire at the end of the year. I'm just glad that this is the way it had to happen.
All right, we're going to lock it in. It's the Saints for Tony. And, yeah, we've talked about it. I feel like that the Saints have all the tools necessary to stop the Brady Bunch. And I feel like they can beat him by a touchdown, to be honest with you. That might be a reach, but I believe with the defense that we've had and what Tom Brady has shown against them this year, I don't know. Is it all going to click? And he's just going to ultimately, you know, automatically figure out what's been going on to him? Because he hadn't been able to in two tries. So I just feel like that it's not Drew's day to hang it up yet. So I'm going to have to lock in the Saints as well on this.
Yep. And I will say, if DeMario Davis and Alvin Kamara show up and the rest of the team just does what they normally do, we've got it.
I agree with you. So there you go. There's our picks for the week. Tony, I would like to thank you for calling in, and we'll have to reconvene this next Friday so we can take a break, and we'll come back and do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. You're listening to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. With a smoke ring round your heads, you would see me on the other side. Come on.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
We study all of the statistics and then we make our decisions. And there's nothing wrong with an informed decision. But sometimes we need to get back to the core truth of who we are as God's people. We need to learn what it means to live by faith.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Life God Blesses, next time on Turning Point.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. 990 AM and streaming live on the new WGSO.com. I don't know what my problem is. I had trouble last night in the last segment of being able to get my words out. Maybe I'm just tired. I don't know. And there's still hockey to be watched tonight, so I don't know. Hockey and basketball.
It is a late show, and we're old, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. I did stay up late watching Cobra Kai one night, and then the next night I stayed up and watched the Blues game. Last night I did get some sleep. At least I thought I got enough sleep, but maybe not. But I'll be up late again tonight watching the Blues play. So, all right, without any further ado, let's do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
All right.
We got about 5 minutes. So.
All right. Well, I won't have enough time to read the other two, the last one. So. All right. Russia's Supreme Court rules attending football games is a good reason to miss work. This one's very short.
Okay.
Moscow, January 15th. The Russian Supreme Court has ruled that it is illegal to fire employees for attending a football game under condition that the employee can take any unpaid days off, I guess. The court's press service told TASS, whatever that is, The Supreme Court studied the case of a USIC resident who was dismissed for missing a working day for traveling to attend a football game. According to the court's decision, if the employee warned the manager in advance, and even more so, agreed to take an unpaid day off, it should not count as a missed day of work. In this case, the planned and organized trip to a football game is a sound reason to leave the workplace before the end of working hours, the agency was told. And for all of y'all out there who just so happen to be watching a few football games over the next few weeks, just remember, and when the Saints are playing, as long as you tell them that you're going to be missing work and you agree to not get paid for it, there is precedent for you not getting fired.
Well, there you go. I think that should make everybody happy. I think, truthfully, they should make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday so you don't have to come in.
Oh, I completely agree.
all right.
Of course.
So I did some Florida man and woman last night, but I think we're going to have to there was just too much good material, so I had to – I have a holdover from last night. And this comes from News 7 Miami in Collier County, which, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that one of the Hanging Chad counties?
I think it is.
I'm pretty sure it was. All right, so the headline reads, Florida woman attempts to chew meth found in buttocks. that's right. And she's quite the looker, according to her mugshot. A Florida woman arrested for drug possession attempted to chew meth hidden in her buttocks after being strip searched when taken to jail. according to Fox 13, Collier County clerk documents say 30-year-old Summer Nicole Adamson broke into a car on June 29th. When Collier County Sheriff's deputies arrived to the scene, the caller said her vehicle's window was broken and that a woman named Summer fled the scene in the Jeep. Court documents said that an officer located the vehicle a short time later and recognized Adamson from a previous run-in with law enforcement. The vehicle had expired tags when pulled over. Adamson was seen digging in the car's center console, according to court documents, and the officer saw a syringe poking out from her right leg. A small plastic baggie, which Adamson later admitted to contain heroin, was also seen. The officer arrested the 30-year-old woman, and she was taken to the Naples Jail Center, where during strip search, officers witnessed Adamson reach into her buttocks and grab a small plastic bag, placing it into her mouth and beginning to chew. Deputies were able to remove the bag from her mouth, which later tested positive for meth. Adamson faced charges of drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, evidence, tampering, and smuggling of contraband into a county detention facility. It's unclear if Adamson has an attorney.
Well, at least she's not going to have to bend over and cough. So that's good.
That's right. And I got a real quick one before we get out of here, and we're going to just stay in Florida because this is from a few years ago.
Why
but,
not?
But it was just too good. The headline had me, and this says, this is an actual sheriff's tweet. Do not shoot the hurricane. Your bullets won't make Irma go away.
I remember that one.
Yes.
I remember the Irma.
Yep. So apparently, folks, and this is all down in Pasco County. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office had a tweet out, do not shoot weapons at hashtag Irma. You won't make it turn around, and it will have very dangerous side effects.
That was when everybody on Facebook and all that was saying, point your fans at the hurricane because you'll be able to blow it in the opposite direction. I remember that.
Yes. So there you go. That's just what you're dealing with in Florida. So we're going to get out of here. Hopefully it's a good weekend for everybody, including all of us Hoodats. And Mike, you have anything to add?
Hoodat and play Gloria.
All right. And let's go Blues. And who that?
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship,
and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupree.